Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, patriots. Hopefully you've had a blessed week and you're primed for a great weekend. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty coming at you from the Free Zones. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yeah.
And so glad to have you with us again today. And should be good.
Yeah, we've got some things to be fired up about in a good way. We're fired up because we're just excited because some great news. And we're fired up about some things that are just not right at all. But, yeah, so there's two different scales for being fired up.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Right, man. Like ultra fired up and just fired up.
I know. Hey, that was quite a storm yesterday.
Yeah.
The windstorm, that did not come up on my little weather app. Usually I get, there's some probably 60 mile an hour gusts, lots of pollen and dust in the air, and I'm feeling it. I'm kind of.
Yeah, it was blustery. It was really blustery, and yeah. we had some rain, and that's always nice, of course. Yeah. It says that rain is considered a blessing by the Lord, and I would have to agree.
Yes, it is.
Especially in light of the fact that. Not too long ago, everybody's saying drought. We're in drought,
right?
You know, this is going to be the worst drought ever. And so, you know, we said, well, just hang on a minute. It could rain next week. We never know. And so, sure enough, we've been having cooler weather with some rain. So that's
we
nice.
Have that, and we appreciate it. But I would wager that we are in a drought. So we're gonna have to take bets, find out how we come out in the middle of.
Well, and
summer,
and truly, I mean, if there is no such thing as geoengineering, that would remain to be seen, you know. But with geoengineering and communists that hate ag and people that are involved in ag,
right.
that could very well be what their agenda has this year.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. That's why I'm leaning that way. That I mean, you know, if you can control the weather, you can dry stuff up really quick, despite, you know, a couple of weeks of rain in the spring. So it's going to be interesting to watch it unfold. I think that, yeah, I think our food supply really is going to be affected.
Right.
You know,
well,
so.
Even, gosh, the food supply is already being affected by government
yes.
programs and subsidies that are threatening farmers with no longer being able to receive subsidies unless they're willing to get rid of the food that they have right now, like
right.
to destroy it.
Yep.
And
plow it
so,
under.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, we should pipe in that clip next week. I'm thinking that would probably be a good time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's a young man that we have giving his testimony about what farmers all across America are being told right now about subsidies.
Yeah. Well, what his father, who works in ag, told him, and he's got kind of a little following on social media, and he's just, this isn't right. He's, you know, told who would listen. But, you know, this is one guy who heard it from someone else that, but there are hundreds of these.
Right.
All
yep.
seemingly unrelated to one another that are all corroborating one another. And each of them are, no, not all of them. some of them are just hearsay. Hey, I've got a buddy that's works down at the tractor shop, and he was saying that the farmers are telling him, you know, that type of thing. And then we've got people that are in ag directly saying the same thing. So these are to be taken seriously.
Yeah, very much so. And especially with bank loans, we're seeing a huge thing going on with the banks and not being willing to loan on certain ag-related programs.
Right.
And that would be right in line with what I would like to talk about later with these bank programs wanting to manipulate everybody into this carbon credit system and
yes.
and going along with the globalist agenda. And so I've got a couple different articles focusing on that that should be very enlightening.
Well, good. I'm looking forward to hearing those. So I'll tell you what. Well, let's do The word of the day set the tone a little bit earlier today in the show than we have been. It's been slipping away from us.
That's right. Yeah, let's do. Okay, so the word of the day comes to us from Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 8, that you're going to find fascinating. And so they read under the title, He is Risen. And it says, Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the woman, to the women, Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. And so that's it. But I thought that was very, that's a fascinating testimony.
Yeah.
That it says, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven. I was like, wow, I don't know that I've ever noticed that before.
Just an angel descending from heaven, moving a tombstone.
Well, no, not even moving the tombstone. Just an angel of the Lord descending from heaven caused an earthquake.
Wow.
Wow.
You know, as we see more and more
that?
Volcanoes erupting around the world right now.
Right.
Just another one in Africa. And there's a beautiful picture of across a lake in the evening at dusk with this bright red lava. This mountain's like red on fire reflecting off of it. And it's beautiful. And we've seen these. Of course, they're destructive. So at a distance, they're beautiful and we can appreciate. But how many volcanoes now have erupted just recently in more earthquakes. So it makes you wonder, as the spiritual warfare intensifies, how much of, volcanoes, earthquakes, things like that are related to that we will never know. Well,
yes,
we won't know
exactly.
Until one day.
Yeah, because I don't know how many times I've read that story, but that never leapt out at me before,
Right.
So who knows? Yeah, so the earthquake increase activity, is that what happens as more people are praying or getting the angels employed,
Right. Deployed.
Deployed.
Yeah.
That's right.
Dispatched.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, it's it's just something to think about. Well, we can't know now. We'll know one day, but
right.
You can't help but to wonder.
Yeah, fascinating. So. Fascinating nonetheless. So yeah. Yep, absolutely. And speaking of things related to the end of Matthew, there was also a text that I was conflicted about whether I should share that one or whether I should share the text that I opened to that was the Great Commission, where it says, And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. And so I was, I couldn't decide between the two. And so, well, there you have it.
Wow.
Because the Great Commission, that is same chapter, Matthew 28, verse 16 through 20. So yeah, you're supposed to go and baptize everyone in the name of Jesus, the Father and the Holy Spirit.
That's actually going on. We talked about that event that's happening, and I like to see these little pockets of revival, as it feels like the world's becoming more twisted, more sick, more far from God and everything, but it's creating, I think it's separating the sheep from the goats. I mean, if you're real or not real.
Right.
Serious about the Lord and the Word.
And even more so amongst the church, between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. The fat sheep aren't really in favor with God right now either. And so, right. So even amongst the church, our, you know, which do we classify as a fat or a lean sheep? Hopefully a lean sheep.
Well, right here, we've got the Dry Bones Festival Saturday. We're wondering about that. Friday or Saturday? It is, once confirming, it's Saturday, May 29th at 5 p.m. in Sandpoint, Idaho. And this is going to be in the Kokanee Coffee parking lot. Free family worship night, live music, kids' corner, prayer warriors, and on-site baptism. If you haven't been baptized before, your family's would be a great opportunity. Bring a towel, bring some clothes that you can get wet in, and a change of dry clothes, gym bag, and that'd be really cool if you haven't done that.
Yep,
so
sounds like an awesome event. If you've been waiting to do that, if you and your family have been waiting or looking to get baptized, that would be an excellent opportunity.
That's right. Come be part of the revival, which is the word that they're using, and I like to see that. Join us as we praise God through music and prayer, our communities coming together to acknowledge the renewing power of Christ and to spread his life-changing love. Bring your friends and camping chairs. Kick off the summer with a renewed heart. So I like that. Whenever we come across this kind of stuff, we're more than happy to help promote it and get that out there. This is the kind of stuff that we need in our communities. We want to promote those things. That's the American Redoubt right there.
Yep, I agree.
So now we've got a couple of other things here before we go into the break here in just a couple of minutes. Fired Up Friday, right?
Yes.
Now, there's something that I'm pretty fired up about. You guys remember this LeBron James making these totally woke statements, this professional basketball star, if you follow that kind of stuff, which I don't. But I know his name because it's in the news all the time. It pops up. So some things you just can't not know about. But in his statements, it's just racial statements, this Idaho police officer had been suspended for a video that went viral. It was awesome. So basically he's mocking LeBron James, acting in this phone call, pretending to be calling. This came out after there was a black girl, teenager, fighting with another girl, and she pulls out a knife. And just as the police show up, so the police officer, white male, bails out of his squad car as this girl lunges toward the other girl with the knife and he shoots her. Boom, drops her. And, of course, the world is, oh, the police shot a girl, you know, a teenage girl. Well, then the truth started coming out about some of the details. She had a knife. She was actually, this police officer was defending a life of a black girl who was in danger of being stabbed to death. And he saved her life.
Right.
But they don't talk about that. So LeBron James gets on there and just goes on this big old tirade about police officers should call and get authorization before they use lethal force. And so this police officer in his squad car does this little mock phone call like, hey, I've just pulled up to the scene. This black guy's trying to stab this other black guy. LeBron, what should I do? Do I have your permission to, you know? And so anyway, it was really funny. It was really well done. But he just got fired.
Oh, huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you know what? To heck with the police department, with those people that are, I would hope that the other police officers quit. Quit their jobs at that place. Because you know what? This officer is going to have a job lined up.
Yeah, he's, somewhere. Yep.
He is not going to have any problems finding employment in law enforcement.
Right.
If you want it. I don't know. Who would want to be in law enforcement today?
I don't know. But it seems odd that some of these police forces can't figure out which side they should be promoting. Because typically we're seeing that they're promoting the side that is against them.
Well, there's a political side, and then there's the boots on the ground, guys on the streets that are actually dealing with stuff. And the politicians, the brass, if you will, it's like something happened. Their brain does a brain dump because a lot of these guys have experience on the streets. But once they become politicians and they're dealing with the office and the mayor, then they completely go the other end of the spectrum.
Right.
And it's sad. And it was kind of funny, actually. You see this leftist, liberal chief of police in Seattle who all of a sudden now is facing down the barrel of Antifa, right?
Yep.
Who since quit. Well, there is a witch hunt right now in Seattle where six police officers, I think it was six police officers, yeah, six officers went to the January 6th pro-Trump rally.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so since then, there is an investigation, and they're demanding that the police officers turn over their phone data, their personal documents, and their bank statements. And, of course, these police officers so far are telling them, take a hike. This Office of Police Accountability Director, Andrew Meyerberg, is investigating them, wants to bring charges against them for being at this, well, they're saying if they're trying to investigate their involvement in this insurrection. You know, our police officers, people in uniform, in the military, this is happening in the military too. You guys, you have every right to support your president. And anyway, you know what? There's some more officers. Do not comply. Do not give up your personal information. If they have reasonable cause to believe, which they don't, they admitted they have. There's no proof that they were involved in any riots or anything violent or illegal. So they're forcing them to give up something so that they can find something to incriminate them with.
Right. And then we're seeing the other end of that spectrum where now that this communist agenda has managed to effectively get rid of large numbers of the police force across America, now they're having to bring in federal backup.
This is a very scary trend. And yes. I'm not so sure it's not intentional.
It has to be intentional.
They didn't want federal law enforcement when President Trump was in office.
Nope.
They were, you know, kill ICE, kill the FBI, kill the marshals, kill, you know, down with the police, the federal police. You don't have any right to bring federal police into our city.
Yeah, right.
But now we have a communist sitting in that position. And now, since we have a lack of police, I mean, look, the candidate for mayor yesterday or the day before yesterday in Atlanta, who's this anti-police, defund the police guy running for mayor, was carjacked.
Yep, that's right.
And then he's on hold with 911 for, I don't know, like 9 minutes or something like that. And he's all furious. I'm like, what do you expect?
Yeah, exactly. You're wanting to defund the police. And then who's the first person that you call when you need help, for crying out loud? That is just so, that is, I'm sorry, but that's dumb. That's beyond short-sighted. That is beyond, I mean, that's...
I think that's
just pure idiocy.
I think it's just awesome justice.
It is.
Poetic justice.
But for them to be wanting to get rid of the police at all and then be expecting the police to show up when they need them, what are they thinking?
There's the litmus test.
Where's the disconnect?
That's the litmus test right there. Okay, you want to be a candidate? You want to run for this political office? Do you think the police should be defunded? Yes. Then sit down.
Exactly.
Next.
Yep.
And we should just pull some just common sense, rational, critical thinking skill type questions, throw it out there, and let them disqualify themselves.
Yeah, give themselves up. That's right.
Right.
Yep.
Well, hey, let's go ahead and take a break. We got lots of stuff to still cover, the farm stuff. Good news in Idaho with finally an adult in the governor's office made a cool move yesterday.
Yep, that's right.
So anyway, yeah, lots of really good stuff. But this segment is brought to you by Minuteman Coffee. Minuteman Coffee is roasted right here in the American Redoubt, made by Patriots. And they deliver to your door. You can click on use the coupon code RFR, and that'll get you 15% off your discount. And also $50 or more gets you free shipping. So you can take advantage of those discounts. But this is the voice of the American Redoubt, the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And we'll be back right after this.
Dr. Elizabeth Evans, retired doctor and co-founder of the UK Medical Freedom Alliance. The COVID-19 vaccines are not proven to be safe or effective. We believe that it is reckless and unnecessary to roll out these essentially experimental vaccines that are using a completely new mRNA technology to millions of people, when there is only limited short-term safety data, no evidence that they will prevent transmission of the virus, and no long-term safety data to rule out late-onset negative effects like autoimmune diseases, infertility, and cancers.
Welcome back to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. This is segment two. Segment two brought to you by Katie Armour, serious body armor for serious times. These are serious times if you haven't been paying attention. C-A-T-I is how it's spelled. It stands for come and take it. C-A-T-I, katiearmour.com. Check them out today and if you haven't already. But I know you love, they're pretty popular. So, also, hey, I don't want to forget to throw this out there too. Mark your calendars. The Red Pill event, the Red Pill Festival is going to be taking place July 24th, right on mile marker 33 across the Idaho Montana border, St. Regis, Montana. Lots of great speakers there. You guys, Joey Gibson from Patriot Prayer. Representative Heather Scott, Lady Liberty, Caleb Collier from the John Birch Society, Pastor Afshin Yagtin. Music's going to be by Jordan Page. Awesome. Great to see him again. Matt Shea, Greg Pruitt, John Jacob Schmidt, Bill Jasper, the senior editor of the New American magazine, which we are huge fans of. So a great lineup of speakers and many, many more. So it's going to be a great day. Check it out. And you can just type in TheRedPillFestival.com, easy enough to get to. And also on Radio Free Redoubt, I posted, some of you have asked, hey, I can't find the employee letter. Where can I find it? I posted that as its own posting now, so it's super easy. It's the most recent posting as of this morning for you to print out. Plus, I put the source information where we got it from. And that is something you can copy and paste and modify yourself to present to your employer. If you have somebody that is trying to compel you to get a vaccine in order to work there, and they're trying to hinge your employment on it, major lawsuit, because this is not even an approved vaccine. This is experimental. And the letter explains it. This attorney lays it all out, with source information, hyperlinked. I added hyperlinks in there. So,
yeah. And you've got several different clips that we were going to pipe in from different doctors around the world.
Like the one I just played during the break. That was one of them. And I have a whole series of them.
Right. Yeah. And so what they're saying is so crucial that we understand that don't get the vaccine. Oh, my gosh. Do not get the vaccine. I think that most of the people that wanted to get the vaccine have already done so. And so anyone else that is kind of even on the fence, I can't even tell you on any uncertain terms, do not get it. Do not get it.
It's creepy how aggressively they are pushing this.
Yes.
It's not even proven. Matter of fact, what the lab tests are showing, it's leading to fatalities in animals that have very similar immune systems to humans. This hasn't even gone through that phase of testing. And these doctors from all over the world, it's not just America's frontline doctors. These are other alliances of doctors that are forming across Europe and elsewhere that are all saying the same thing. They're like, our research is showing this stuff to be potentially highly dangerous. They're showing real numbers of people that have become extremely sick, developing MS, autoimmune thing, or just dying. And so all the information is there. If you go to our website, radiofreeredout.com, look at that posting. The next two postings are, you know, the dangers, what the MSM, major mainstream media, won't talk about.
Right.
And there's everything. These are doctors. So.
Well, and so the one doctor in particular that was saying that, look, all of the animals that we have done all these tests on, at least 40 to 50% die. Within other cases, all of them died.
Right.
And so, gosh, to think that that's possible, that that could happen to the people as well is just absolutely frightening to me.
It is.
And to think that if a year from now, half or 40% or 50% of the people that have taken those vaccines, what if they're all dead? What if that's the case?
What if just 20% of them are dead? That's huge.
I know.
So in Idaho, they're saying, in Idaho, only 30% are vaccinated against COVID-19. The other 2/3 probably won't get it. What are we going to do? So now people are sending me letters saying, I'm listening to local radio in Idaho, and they're hammering us with the public service announcements telling us to get vaccinated, especially for kids. And they're like, kids don't need this.
Yep.
There's like, they haven't had a single one doctor's like, I haven't had a single fatality under 15 years old
under
from COVID.
16, yeah.
You know, and the one that did was, well, I don't know, some type of other health issue that had an compromised immune system. But so we are going to start playing these as public service announcements from doctors and virologists and other scientists, researchers, molecular scientists that are saying, do not take this stuff.
Well, and medical professors are saying, what are all of these doctors doing, not stepping up and talking against this? Have they forgotten everything that they've known for the past 40 years?
Right. That's what doctors are saying about Fauci and these others. Like, did you guys forget everything we've all learned about virology?
Right.
This is intentional. I mean, their doctors are saying there's no way you can be this dumb without doing this on purpose.
That's right.
They're baffled. They are absolutely baffled.
Right.
That's like a mechanic telling you, you should put sugar in your gas. It'll help your fuel efficiency.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You'd have to wonder what his motives were, right?
And the other mechanics are going, what? Did he just actually say that? And then you attack those mechanics for even questioning it.
And you threaten their jobs that if they don't go along with, that, yes, sugar is perfect for your gas tank, that they're going to lose their job.
I know.
That's what's happening in the medical profession.
Right. Right before our eyes.
Yep.
History is going to look back and shake its head and go, what?
I just hope that in a year or 2 years that all these people that have gotten these vaccines have not had become permanently injured by them or dead.
I know. Yeah, we'll see.
That is
Lord help us. We need help on many different fronts. But we're out of time, Lady Liberty.
That's okay. We'll get to this other less important, the bank stuff, later. Message is absolutely horrifying to me.
Yeah,
that's the worst so far.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, guys, you be safe this weekend. Join us Sunday night for the 8 p.m. podcast or Monday morning, 7 a.m. right here.
You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.